30th, 1996. I am Marion Bradley, and I am interviewing Alma Cartier, who taught in the Mill Road School in North Branford. Just a point of information, Miss Cartier is going to be 99 years old, 1 week from today. All right, Miss Cartier, I'm going to ask you a few questions. Where did you live when you taught?
I was born in this house and lived here all my life.
All right, and this house happens to be 147 Lombard Street.
It was 77 when I was born, but they renumbered the houses in the spring of 1913.
Oh, all right. Now, how did you get to Mill Road School to teach from here? How did you get to school?
The first year, there was a bus that left New Haven and went to Deep River. And I took the bus and came home every night. The following summer, the man died. He was operating this run at a loss. So when he died, it stopped. So I had a board out there. I boarded with Mrs. Haley, and another time I boarded with Mrs. Hart, both sisters. Their house was on, two of them were on the Totoket Road, right at the Four Corners, and the other one lived on Route, what was now called Route 80, but right at the corner there, and their parents lived across the street from them on what is now Route 80.
The Merricks. Mr. and Mrs. Merrick were their
parents. The Merritts.
Were their parents.
The Merritts.
And then you walked to school every day from there.
Yes, that was over a mile.
Oh, yes. I bet it was cold and snowy some mornings, too.
I was younger. Yeah, I was. And I taught there 2.5 years.
When did you start?
I stopped in January of what would have been my third year, because I kept telling them the situation was very bad. I couldn't do anything with the first graders. They had to stay there until 4 o'clock, and I had 8 grades. I'd have 3 grades up at the same time. In 15 minutes, I had to teach 3 grades, 3 different subjects, really. And I found it hard to do that. So I kept after the school board. Finally, at the end of the second week of December, just 2 weeks before the end of a term, 2 weeks before the end of the month, they took my 7th and 8th grade and brought them down to the center school.
Oh.
I told them that I didn't like lower grades. I said something about I would be willing to have double session. And they wouldn't do that. They said, no, that wouldn't be good. Well, all right. I said, well, this situation isn't good. So what they did, as I say, they took the 7th and 8th grade, still leaving me with 31 pupils.
In that one-room school?
In that one-room school with the 6 lower grades. So I didn't like it. So at the end of January, I resigned. They said, it's pretty hard to get another teacher at this time of the year. I said, that's too bad. I said, I can't take it. So that was a situation.
All right, now you, before we put the tape on, before we started this time, you were telling me how many students did you have in that school before they moved them?
41 and 31 seats.
And what did you do with the ones that wouldn't fit in the seats.
But they were sitting on a church pew. No desk in front of them at all. Some of them were so small their feet could hardly touch the floor. And they had to stay that way. Was it 8 hours school, is it? I don't remember. I know at 4 o'clock we closed. At 4 o'clock.
Oh, that must have been hard for them and hard for you.
It was terrible for the little youngsters. When I was teaching the other grade, the other 7 grades, I had to look over the heads of the little first graders. Oh. Because they were between the seats and me.
That wasn't
easy. They knew at the end of the year, before that, what the situation was. And I thought when I went back in September, everything would have been straightened out. But it wasn't. I thought they'd do something. They didn't do anything until at the end of the second week in December.
Now, what year was that?
I started teaching in September 1918.
I see.
I loved it out there. I signed up for the school before normal school. It was only normal school then.
Yes.
I signed up for it in March. I stayed in the normal school, but I signed up in March. I stayed supervisor, I guess it was. I came to normal school and was telling about a school that he had and he needed teachers for. And it was in North Brantford. Well, I love the outer doors. So I signed up in March, but I started teaching in September. I was earning $650 a month, and New Haven was paying $600 a month.
Oh.
I was getting $50 more than the teachers in New Haven. But if I hadn't signed up at all, my name was on the next list. I saw the list. I would have been in New Haven.
All right. After you left Mill Road School, where did you teach? Did you keep teaching?
Let's see, where did I go next? Was it Orange? I taught in the Irish Center School. Yeah. Irish Center School. There I had only one grade.
Oh, my.
And then I left there and I went to Bristol, and there it was departmental work.
Oh.
Just like junior high.
Yes, yes.
But then I didn't have a nervous breakdown, but I have what they call nervous exhaustion. So I never taught again. My mother needed me. She was sick and she needed me, so I never taught again. Then when the war started, I did war work in the factories.
Yes. Yes. Do you remember the names of any of the students you had at Mill Road School?
In Teotoka?
Yes.
I had the last name was Getz, G-O-E-T-Z, Getz.
Yeah.
And a Rose and her brother. I don't remember his first name. It was Rose Getz. I had the Newbigs.
Oh, yes.
Whole family of Newbigs. I didn't have the older one. He had just graduated. But I had Herman, Elizabeth, Louise, Adolph. There were five of them.
Carrie
was the older one.
And Carrie. She was the youngest.
Harry was the older one. I didn't have him. But I heard Herman. Did I say Herman?
Yes.
Yeah, Herman. Louise was the youngest. There were only two girls. And before I left, the mother had another baby, a girl. Of course, I was
yeah.
born.
Yeah.
And they named her Carrie, after Carrie Goodrich.
Who was my mother.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
She left and I took her place. I never could take her place. She was wonderful, they say. But that's the story of my life. Oh, there are other.
You said
I almost have the name, I can't remember. It starts with an S, and I can't, an Italian girl. And there was a Lloyd Cannon.
Yes. Clarence Hyland.
He was absent one day.
Yeah.
And you had to fill out a form.
Yes.
I just typed my name, Alma Cannon. I didn't realize it until he came over. Lloyd came over and said, "Look what you did." I signed it Alma Cannon instead of Cartier.
Oh.
One day I started to laugh out loud. And people didn't know what I was laughing about. I looked over the heads of the little first graders, and there was Wiggy. 2 feet together, and on each side was a red boot.
Yeah.
It was winter time.
Yeah.
So there was a red boot, and his legs in the red boot, and I was right in front of me. I couldn't help it. I laughed out loud. I can still see it. I can still see it.
And Wiggy is Clarence Hyland.
Is what?
I just was saying that Wiggy was Clarence Hyland.
Yes.
In case anybody listening to this tape wouldn't know who he was.
They all called him Wiggy, so we called him Wiggy. We never called the other name. But I never knew. I knew his brother had given him that name, but I didn't know.
Now, how did you heat the school?
What?
How did you heat the school? How did they keep it warm?
The lady who lived next door was a sort of custodian. And she gave, it was a wooden wood.
Yeah.
At the way over the left-hand side. There are two doors in front.
Yes.
My brother said, "You got a front door and a back door in front." There were no doors in the back.
Yeah.
And there were two, we looked on the window, there were two windows on the side. And as we looked through this window, we could see the trap drop.
Oh, yes.
And that summer, before I started, a man had fallen in the hopper at the top.
Yes, yes.
And was killed. You may have heard about that. Oh, here. It was only blood when it ended at the bottom of the hopper.
Lord. Must have been terrible. Must have been terrible.
Yeah.
And what about water? Did you have a well or a pump? Or?
No, we had a tank. In the back entry, we had a tank of water. And I can't think of that woman's name, but she took care of those things.
Oh,
one day Mrs. Haley and her sister, their grandfather was a minister.
Yes.
Yeah. And one day there was a fire in his woods. So we closed shop and went out there to put the fire out.
Wow. Good. Good.
Yeah, that was their grandfather. Mrs. Haley married a man from Canada.
Yes.
Now, let's see, what else can I think of? I'm trying to think of some of the pupils' names. It's so long ago.
Of course.
My memory is, I always say my memory is good, but I've got good memory, but it's awfully short. So what good is it?
I don't know. I think you're doing very well. It's been a long time.
You see, when you get old, you remember the past, but you forget what happened the day before yesterday.
I can understand that. All right.
You go into the room and say, "What am I in here for?" But you do remember. Well, I think you try to remember for one thing, and then of course your brain is younger and it absorbs it and it keeps it. Whereas now, you don't care whether you remember it or not, so you don't try to remember.
What did you teach? I mean, what?
Well, I taught all day grades when I was there. And then in the...
Well, when you were teaching all 8 grades, how did you do it?
I couldn't. I really couldn't do it. I think Miss Goodrich must have. They say she was a wonderful teacher. She went to
North Haven.
North Haven.
Yes.
Yeah. I couldn't do it. 15 minutes with 3 grades in front of me, teach geography, 3 different things. That was another state.
Oh my.
And what made it worse was I had to keep, I write down in a book what I taught in each grade, in each subject. That took part of my evening.
Oh, I should think it would.
So how could I prepare a lesson? That was what bothered me more than anything else. I had to mark down what the 5th grade was going to have in geography, what the 6th grade was going to have, what the 7th grade was going to have. Write that down. And I couldn't do it after it was written. I couldn't do it anyway. That was the state system.
All right, so you had to teach the 1st graders to read and do their numbers?
I don't know if I ever taught them anything. They had no desk, nothing to work with, no pencil, no desk, nothing. Just sit there, 8 hours a day. That was wicked, and I told them so. But they waited until the middle of December, the middle of a term, the end of a term, 2 weeks before the end of a term, which was crazy. 2 weeks before the end of the month, which was crazy. That's what they did. At the end of my first year, they wanted to know if I wanted to teach in the center school. Well, I would have had the higher grades. I think they had, each teacher had 2 grades then, I'm not sure. I would have had the 7th and 8th. I wouldn't accept it because I couldn't have gotten there.
Oh.
See, it was farther away from where I was going, and I would have had a room out there, and it wasn't country, and I loved the country.
And it certainly was country along... It was country along Mill Road,
yeah,
when you were there,
yeah,
and Totoket.
Yeah, the school was on Mill Road.
Yes.
That went to the track rock.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. But they went to the North Brantford School. They had been allowed to go to the North Brantford School. So all of a sudden the powers that be decided we can't let them come anymore. So here the father came in with his horse and carriage with his 5 children, 5 or 6, I forget. And I'd meet him at the door, you can't come in. He turned around and go back home. The next day he came in, went back. Well, had that lasted, I think, a week or maybe 2, but I'm not sure. Finally, the authorities gave in and they did come back, and they were allowed to.
And this referred to the new big, family who lived very close to the school, really, but they lived over the town line,
yeah,
in East Haven.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were a nice family, very nice. The girls were shy. Well, the boys weren't rough. I can't say they were. They were really nice, nice boys. But the girls were very shy. Louise and once in a while, you see in the paper pictures of Adolf, I think, or Herman, maybe both. And something to do with farm work of some kind. You see, you must have seen that in the paper, yeah. And Wiggy's barn burned.
Oh!
Did you know that?
I don't remember that, no.
Well, that's not too many years ago.
No,
not too many years ago. And of course his neighbors helped to build a barn. I don't know whether he lost any cows or not. Do you know whom he married?
Her maiden name was Mackie.
Oh, no, well, I didn't.
No.
I was wondering whether he married one of the pupils.
No. And they are down in Florida right now.
Oh, are they?
Yes, they live there pretty much year round.
Ah, sir. He was a nice fellow. One of the pupils said to me one day, you know what? You like Woody more than anybody else, but you scold him more than anybody else.
Sometimes we do that.
Yeah. Oh, and you see, his brother had died, and he felt terrible, very, very bad about it. And I sort of sympathized with him. So I let him get away with something that I wouldn't otherwise do.
Yes.
So I suppose that's why she said it. You like him more than anybody else, but just go tomorrow. Which I thought was a plus for me.
Yes, yes, I think so.
Yeah. Because I didn't favor him.
No.
Well, it was nice meeting you. And thank you for the flowers. I have an altar upstairs that my father built in the hall upstairs, so I'm going to put them on the altar.